You're listening to the Drive Time Radio Show on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre Hudson Catskill, Big Vern in the building with the 18-wheeler. We got some special guests here today, and we're excited. So one thing that I'd like to do is I'd like to give the clap out so I could tell you that I appreciate you. So hold on, let me get my clap right. They done broke my microphone. Now I got to one hand in and do all this, but because I'm rocking it, right? Because I got this. Now, before I introduce these gentlemen, let me give you a little backstory. Shout out to my man Slay Diddy. Now, me and Slay, what we try to do for this radio station is to really have and use it as a platform. We try to use it for a platform for anybody that has something to say, especially something positive to say. So me and Slay, we going through Facebook and stuff like that, but we see this clothing line. And at the time when we saw it, we didn't know if it was four clothing line. We didn't know if it was one V clothing line. We didn't know. But we was like, I said, Slay, I hit him up. I was like, yo, these dudes is doing big things. Because we seen them out. I think y'all was out, I want to say, Rochester in that area. And they was doing things. And then I seen that they was rocking with Tam. I said, listen, man, I'm going to reach out to these guys. I said, I want to give them the platform. Slay said, I just about to hit you to tell you to do that. I said, okay. So we reached out. I hit Penny up. He broke it down to me. We started chopping it up. I love what they're doing because not too many people are doing it. You know what I mean? And they got a story. They got a mission. And they got goals. So I want you guys to help me. Just help me welcome these guys. Because you got anything to say about these guys? Because I know you're excited. I know, you know what? Like, you my co-host, but I had to calm you down a little bit, didn't I?
Yeah, right. Just a little bit.
Yeah. All right, so listen, guys, why don't you just go ahead, make sure you speak in the mic, just tell them who you are, and we go from there.
All right, this is Penny, IV Clothing Line creator, and my brother Stax, he's going to introduce himself, but we the team that makes up this movement.
How you doing out there? I go by the name of Stax. Stronghold member, foundation member of IV Clothing Line here in the building 90.7, the Drive Time Radio Show.
So what I want to do, I got a couple questions for y'all. And we had Penny on the show before. Basically, what happened, Penny called in, and he chopped it up, man. And actually, it was one of our biggest shows because it was just so real and authentic, you know. But Penny told me, he said, listen, yo, V, when I get a chance, I want to come in the building and be in the building with you.
Facts.
So with this event coming up, me and him, we talk, you know what I'm saying? And I said, yo, you know, you always welcome. Facts. So some of the stuff you already told people, but I'm going to ask you this question for anybody that might have missed the show.
Okay.
Or something so that we know who we're talking to. You know
facts,
what I'm saying?
Facts.
So my first question is just tell the listeners a little backdrop of the story of how you guys came to being Four Line Clothing and what went into it for you guys to have this business and to do these things.
Okay, before I do that, can I give a few shout-outs?
Let me tell you something. You don't have to ask me nothing.
Okay, facts.
As long as
facts,
you ain't swearing, no facts, you can
facts,
do it.
Facts. So first I want to give out a few shout-outs for everybody who's been supportive and everybody who helped make this movement possible. So first I want to give out a big special shout-out to Shaq Kim down in Catskill at the Recreation Center, because without him we couldn't even be doing this. I want to just give a couple shout outs to a couple friends of mine that's not here, that if they was here they could see what we doing. My friend PD Popoff, that's no longer here, my other friend Kenneth Hill, you know, my other friend that's here, Adrian Marcito, you know, Peter Guns, Lord Tariq, Jim James, Teddy, you know, my brother right here, Stax, you know, the list goes on, the people that's in prison that I left with, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to give them a warm welcome shout out that I haven't forgot them, that the struggle still continue whether they here or not. So that's, I got to start off with that. So with that being said, let's go in. We here for clothing.
That's
let's
right.
Go.
Tell me about the backdrop. Tell me how okay. You guys came about, you know?
All right. Well, I mean, I knew, you know, I've really got ties close to Hudson, really. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not my first rodeo around Hudson. Anybody know me, I had a past experience in here. Let it be known, I was a ex-drug dealer in Hudson, New York. Very successful. A lot of people know me. And I made a living making bad choices. With that being said, I used to throw parties here, too. And my brother Stacks, that's right here, we was going hand in hand. We brought K Slay out to the Navigators. Years ago, we brought Jada Kiss out. We brought Eclipse out. We was bringing a whole bunch of people out. You know what I mean? We had this Mercedes Benz coupe out here. And with that being said, we was limited. We was only limited to what we see far as how we grew. And with that mind of, with that maintain of thinking, I was incarcerated. Mm-hmm. So the things that I thought was glamorous end up being my failure. But within my imprisonment, I made a transformation and I learned about different things. And when I learned about different things, I wanted to become a businessman on a legit level. So I knew that I wanted to sell clothes because coming from the urban community, that's all we do is get fresh. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I didn't want to be the same as anybody else. So I live on 174th Street. I came up with the clothing line for because it's dedicated to my neighborhood. But with that being said, it's four principles that I learned to live by when I was in jail, which is love, service, faith, and patience. These four qualities make up the foundation of IV Clothing Line. IV Clothing Line is the Roman numeral 4, right, which is the logo. The logo is the principle of how we live.
Okay, yeah. I'm digging that right there. Can you tell me some of the long-term goals that you guys have? Because I know what you're doing right now, but you don't seem like a kind of guy that's going to just live day-to-day. You seem like the kind of guy that already probably planned out 5 years ahead. You know what I'm saying? So can you explain to myself and to the listeners
your goals? Well, first, at Rock Nation, man. You know what I mean? We going to get to the long-term goal because the long-term goal, if you're out there, Jay, you know, the big homie Jay-Z, man, listen, man, we looking for you, man. We need a distribution deal. You know what I'm saying? So the short-term goal is this. IV Clothing Line, we a social clothing line. We call ourselves, a.k.a. the Philanthropy Boys. And if anybody know what the philanthropy is basically charitable work. So we take proceeds from our clothing line, and we work in various communities to do positive things. Some of the things that we already have done is that we have fed the homeless. You know, mm-hmm. We went to the homeless shelter and fed the homeless. I mean, these are the people that's in society that's not looked upon as, you know, they less than the status quo. So we know that all people is treated equal. That's in a good book in the Bible. So we fed the people at the homeless shelter. We donated money to organizations, nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. We took activities and walking in Arbor Hill in Albany, one of the worst neighborhoods for our Stop the Violence. So, you know, these are our short-term goals, just to be proactive in various communities. Our long-term goal is to go global. You know, the money, the proceeds, we keep track of, we keep records of. And the thing is that eventually we're trying to get to Jay-Z and try to get a distribution deal, and he could help us take it global. You know, mm-hmm. We match it with the album 444.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Before the album came out, actually.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So let's talk about a couple other things. I definitely want to talk about the event, and I see you got the young man here. Bring him in, and I think it's very important.
Yes,
you know, this is my guy too, right here. Yeah, man.
That's the homie right there, Fresh B.
Yeah, yeah. Now he might not be able to use that one. Just slide over. He'll be all right. Yeah,
he got a story to tell.
Yeah, go ahead. Let him
introduce yourself, bro.
Talking to the mic, bro. Fresh Ivy Clothing. Skull, we in the building.
All the way out.
Hud City, stand up.
I need you in the mic. Skill. I need you
stand
in the mic.
Up.
I want to hear what you're saying.
Hudson, stand up. Right. We in here.
So, like, I know this guy, man.
Facts.
I want him to tell the story. You want to tell the story? Yeah, you want to tell the story? Come on, man. Get back and tell the story. You know I love you, man. Come on. I want to tell the story.
Let's hear it.
Come on.
Let's hear the story, man.
All right, so listen. My daughter live in Catskill, right?
Okay.
And she's been living there for a while. So when my daughter was pregnant, I used to go to Catskill a lot so I could check her out and everything. So one day, I'm outside of Hoppano's on the other side on the phone. But while I'm on the phone, I'm like in the dark. Right, so all of a sudden I'm sitting there talking on the phone. I'm like, yeah. So I hear, psh, psh. I'm like, yo, what is that? I turn around and it's these two young kids. Right, I'm like, yo, they shooting BB gun at me. So yo, I put my phone in my pocket and I just took sprint. But I used to be in Casco all the time.
Facts.
So I know the fences. I know where to jump at.
Facts.
Yo, I had his man in the tree. He dipped on his man.
Okay,
I had his man in the tree. So I called my daughter. I was like, yo, who's shooting at me? She was like, oh, that's only so-and-so. I was like, what? I was like, all right, I want to see him. But ever since then, we talked, you know what I'm saying? He was just being a kid.
Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
He just got the wrong one because he didn't know I was that fast. He probably like, that old man ain't going to catch us.
Gotcha.
His man went up in the tree, son.
Facts.
I was going to go up there after him, but they didn't hit me with nothing.
Okay.
I was just saying, like, nah, you just can't be just shooting that. It was like a pellet gun or something. I just heard, if they had better aim, they would have hit me. But ever since then, we always had, you know, like a great respect for each other.
Got you.
And I know that I see the things that he does over in Casco. I see him with my grandsons and stuff like that. Actually, I seen him this summer, and, you know, he was taking the whole fleet of kids to the swimming pool.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, that's a good thing. And I told you two on the phone. I said, yo, listen, he the future, man. Keep him in control.
Yeah.
But because he's so young and he got a good heart, it's going to help your movement.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because you need somebody like that on the ground.
That's connected to the streets.
Connected to the streets.
Facts. And that's why we got him.
Yeah, and let me give him a clap too, because that's my guy right there, man. You know,
shout out to Fresh, man.
Shout out to Fresh, man.
The young boy,
the youngest one, the youngest one out of us.
All right, so let's talk about the actual event, man. Okay. I know y'all ran into some things, and we ain't gonna say no names, and that's not what we're gonna do.
Yeah,
but you ran into some things, and the reason why I want to talk about it because I want you guys to let everybody else know that even when you're doing something positive, there's still a lot of hurdles.
Facts. Sometimes it can deteriorate you.
Yeah.
Deter you, I should say.
Yeah, so go ahead and talk about that. No names, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
you know,
facts,
just
facts,
talk about
facts,
the hurdles that
facts.
You had to jump over to be able to do this event.
Well, trying to go positive, I never thought you would have so many hurdles with doing something positive, first and foremost. But right now, this is going to be the first time to be heard. We got the Stop the Violence, Show Your Talent at the Recreation Catskill event. And it was the 23rd, but we had to switch the date from the 23rd to the 16th. So anybody who's listening, the Stop the Violence, Show Your Talent case show is going to be September 16th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Okay. Hosting Teddy from Black Ink.
Okay. So, like, how was it getting the event in the community center there? Because I think I had heard some stuff and over there that sometimes they don't like to give it up. And you got to.
I'm
going to
give it up. I'm going to give it up.
It's a fact.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Go ahead, Stacks. You want to give it to him or you want me to give it to him?
Well, you know, it was a lot of behind the scenes work, a lot of footwork.
Give it up, man.
What we doing, you know. And basically, you know, as Penny, you know, touched on earlier, you know, doing something positive came with a lot of resistance in some areas. But however, you know, we persistent. You know, we wouldn't be here if we wasn't. So, you know, we had to get witty. We had to get creative.
Facts.
You know, we had a couple last minute, you know, interruptions. One was at a previous event location. You know, that didn't work out too well. You know, so we sat around for a brief second. We was actually a little down on it because we had a lot of people, when I say a lot of people not even from the area contacting and reaching out to us about what we were doing and how we were bringing something different to the table as far as what's going on in this community around here. So we got some resistance. Things didn't work out. We moved forward. And this was the first time, you know, we actually had to deal with the political realm, so to speak, because, you know.
Facts.
You know, back in the days, it was, you know, it was you have cash on hand, you know, you pay for it, and it gets done.
Facts.
But, you know, now, you know, we're on another level, and we're interacting with other people, and we're learning different ways and how to cope with the resistance that comes with not getting your way right away, you know. So shout out to everybody that helped us along the journey, whether it was, you know, positive or negative, but it was all positive because everything was a learning experience for us. So it eventually led us to the Catskill Recreational Center because we're sitting around and we say, listen, we have, you know, Penny, he can touch out to quite a few celebrities. And one person we had in mind was Teddy from Black Ink because Penny knows him personally, knows his story, and the kids could actually absorb his story and relate to it. Mm-hmm. So instead of bringing Teddy to the nightlife where a lot of kids can't even touch him or talk to him because they're not old enough to get in the establishment, we said, how about we bring him to the youth? Let's bring him to the youth so the youth can touch him. The youth can talk to him. They can pick his brain. They can talk to him. So many aspiring tattoo artists been reaching out to us as well.
Okay.
Would he take our work? Would he take our work? Absolutely. Teddy's one of the most down-to-earth people, and he will be able to talk to the kids, and they're going to be able to grasp that for him. So out of a lot of people you know, we could have reached out to. You know, we went to him for a reason, for a purpose.
So you guys have an event that you were going to have, which would have generated an income.
Real talk.
Right.
You run into a hurdle. Yeah. Now you have to have an event that you're pretty much doing for free.
Pretty much.
So how do you make up for that? You know what I mean? And I know you want to give away and you want to give to the kids and stuff like that. But a business can't survive if you're doing everything for free.
Well, what we're doing with this event is pretty much not what we was doing with the first event. But sometimes, you know, everything ain't about money. You know,
I agree.
I made a lot of money doing negative. So, you know, I'm trying to correct my wrongs right about now. You know, so, you know, the cover charges for kids is $5. For adults is $10.
Okay.
And the proceeds will be donated to the Catskill Recreation Center.
Okay.
We selling food for the kids. You know, that money is going to be donated as well. So, I mean, this time around, I mean, you know, if we don't make nothing, I mean, it really is about the kids. Because the message that we putting out is really important. And this is getting back to what you were saying with my young boy with the BB gun. You know, that could have been a live gun and somebody's life could have been taken.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We hear about the violence that's going on. You know, sometimes, you know, we are active in it when we spread the gossip. So we don't have to pull a trigger. Mm. But just throwing stuff in the air, we could also be, you know, held accountable as the person who pulled a trigger by
keeping
putting
negative energy
in the air.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Let's think about that for a second. Right. So with that being said, you know, there's a lot of things that's going on in Hudson and Catskill. So that's violently. And we just want to bring something positively to combat the negative, to say, listen, you know, you don't have to stand on the corner. Even though you might look up to peers and you might admire the drug dealers because you want what they have. Well, let's show you another person who didn't have to do that, who got the same success. And that's very important that I bring my friend Teddy out. You know, so he could talk his experience. You know, his mom's, you know, had problems doing with substance abuse. His brother's currently incarcerated for a murder, you know. But with all that being said, he was able to make it through that. Mm-hmm. You know, with him and his cousin have a positive TV show and he's doing things in the community. And I think that's very important that the kids from Hudson, Catskill and the area around get to hear that message, to give them the give them some personal upliftment. So when they go back home in a bedroom, they put a poster up or they watch a video, they have some, if they have some outlook to look and say, you know what, if Teddy could do it, I could do it. So basically we want to give the young kids a symbol of hope to get out their situation. Hope, man.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's what Four Clothing is about, man. IV Clothing Line. Four principles: love, service, faith, and patience.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this time is not about money. Next time when we do a party at night, it'll be for money, though.
Yeah. I mean, will you guys have any of your clothing there for people to buy and stuff
facts,
like that?
Facts. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll be having our T-shirts there. And, you know, people that attend, we'll ask them to come and support the movement of what Four Clothing Line is about. And when you buy a T-shirt, you know, it's just not buying a T-shirt that you like because of a brand. You know, basically, it's like a life experience. If you believe in what you see, what we do, that's what we post on social media, on our Facebook, as far as like the example I gave you, feeding the homeless. If you see that and it touch you, when you buy a T-shirt, you contribute to that. So whether you there or not, you're taking part in that with the purchase of our T-shirt. You know, so, you know, when you come and buy stuff from us, know that you also politically correct in community services.
That's a fact.
Whether you're there or not.
So my man, Maulhead the Poet, he listens all the time. He wants to know, if you live out of state, what do you have to do to be able to get your apparel?
Well, that's actually quite simple. Our website is under construction currently right now. But what you can do is you can go on Facebook and you can follow IV Clothing Line. Okay. Instagram, IV Clothing Line. Facebook, George Salter. And you can reach out to us on Facebook. You can purchase you can let us know what you want. Inbox us. You can leave your order and we'll get back to you. We send shirts all across the state. So far we've got shirts in Illinois, Florida, Massachusetts, Virginia.
Put on speaker though.
Kentucky. Wow, the list goes on. And shout out to everybody that's purchased a shirt from Four Clothing Line. Particularly from Facebook and Instagram, because basically the social media has been real strong. So,
Yo, Teddy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Okay.
Right, hold on. Let me unplug him in a little bit more.
Okay. We got a surprise guest. We got my bro Teddy in the building.
What's up, Ted?
So I had to reach out to him, man, you know, so we could talk about this situation, you know, so we could get the listeners to know what's real, man. You know, you there, bro, Teddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we with my man Big Vern, you know, the radio host for this TV show. So we got you on a speaker, man. So we promoting this event. You know, I told the public that we can't do it on September 23rd because you got to film that day because you're going out. So just let the listeners view. Right now, you got 77,000 people listening to you, bro, right now. So just let them know that. Hey,
Bert, my fault to cut you off first. So let me apologize to everybody, but we out here filming season 6 for the people, and something came up on the 23rd, so we had to push the event a week earlier. I'm definitely going to be there, though, on the 16th.
You know, so, you know, you heard it from my brother, and, you know, Teddy, you know, the reason why we putting this thing together is that because, you know, in this area where I was at, where I got arrested at, you know, a lot of shooting been going on. So, you know, we got to Stop the Violence, Show Your Talent. You know, a lot of kids, you know, they young, they have no aspiration. And, you know, you coming from the Bronx, 174th Street, from the same hood, I figure whose story could tell it best? You know what I mean? They see you on TV. You know, they want to be famous. You know, who else could tell a story other than you? You know what I'm saying? That's you know, you come from the streets, but you made it positive. So, you know, give them a couple words of encouragement because they listen to you right now, bro.
I mean, you basically just said it all. Like, you know, we come from the same block. We grew up right across the street from each other. So, you know, we made it out. So we definitely could show them that there's definitely another way. You know, due to unfortunate events, we both had little timeouts. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how much we could talk on the radio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But a little part of our lives is taken away from us. So at the present stage we're in now, why shouldn't we give back to the community and let these kids know that they don't have to go that route? And there's also other routes for them to go. Instead of being taken off the streets.
Facts. Well, my man Big Vern, maybe if you want to ask you a couple general questions, maybe about season 6 or, you know, Black Ink, you know, you can answer just a few before you, without going into detail, because they got to watch it, man. You know, get the ratings up. You heard when it's passed. Let's get
yeah,
a joke.
Yeah, man. I definitely want to get my contract cut, so I try answer as much as I can. Yeah.
All right.
Well, this is the 18-wheeler, and I want to know, like, what's going on with season 6? Like, how's that working out?
And everything so far is so good. You know, we're going to give you another spectacular season. You know, every season we just keep getting better. We just trying to take a little more of a positive approach now. You know, we did all the drama. We know it keeps the show going. A lot of people like to see the drama, but we kind of passed those stages in our lives right now, so we just trying to show a different aspect of Black people in our community.
Okay, back. That's what's yeah. up. What made you want to be a part of the Stop the Violence event?
I mean, like I said a few minutes ago, you know, me and my big bro Pete, we grew up on the same exact block, and due to unfortunate events, we kind of went through the same terms. You know, we both was incarcerated. I didn't do as much time as him, but I know what it's like. So to see him trying to do something positive, and you know, I'm obviously doing something positive. Why not be a part of it?
Okay, that's what's up. And my biggest question is, like, don't be playing the Willie Bobo. You better pull up. Like, I'm a big fan of you. I watch every season of Black Ink. Like, I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, no, the bro going to be there.
I appreciate that. And I'll definitely be there. September 16th is locked in. You can definitely come check Teddy Rux. I'll be taking all the pictures. I could probably answer a few more questions in person because I won't be on the radio. Give y'all a little, you know. But I'll definitely be there.
So we get to see the real Teddy.
Yeah, exactly. It's not. I'm not too much different from what you see on the camera. You'll get to understand that on the 16th.
That's
I'm
a
just
fact.
Just a cool, laid back dude from the Bronx, trying to do the right thing.
That's what's up.
Okay, thanks, Teddy. I know. Thanks for reaching out, bro. You heard?
All right, one, bro.
All right, fam.
All right, let me give him the clap, man. Yo, 18, you did good, 18. I thought you were going to get nervous on me, you know.
Because I told you, like, other than, like, I love celebrities, but other than Nelly, I got to say, like, I watch Black Ink, and him and Caesar is my favorite two people. Like, I be on it.
Alright.
Yeah, actually they cousins, man.
I know they real cousins, real and cousins. I just said that to him before we started. I said people don't even know that they really related, and like it's not just them being on TV together.
Yeah, I was worried about 18 because she was so starstruck, you know. I had to end up doing the interview this way, but I wanted her to get a chance to ask her some questions, you know.
Well, can I just say one thing? 18, get used to talking to the people you see on TV, because you know we're gonna we'll definitely be bringing some more people to the table at the Drive Time.
That's
show.
What's up.
Yeah. So I'm saying, and we want them too, but see, 18 been gone for a while. See, because like we like I don't get nervous and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because like I told y'all when y'all came in, it's just like we sitting here, we conversing. But I do want a favor. And you don't got to get it if you can't. But if you can get Peter Guns, that'd be good on my resume, man.
This is what I'm going to do, man.
But listen, I
yes,
have,
right?
Wait, hold on. You know who we had? What's the girl name from Love & Hip Hop?
Who?
The one that used to, with the big, what the hell is her name?
Which one?
She thick, man. She always fighting. Johnny Blaze.
Oh, yeah.
So we had
yeah.
Johnny Blaze. Right.
Yeah.
We talked to her.
Yeah.
And then she tried to do us dirty, so we had to do her dirty back.
Facts.
My man Slade, my man, he killed her.
Right.
We had T.O.
Okay.
And T.O. about to go on Dancing in the Stars right now.
Okay. Yeah, that was nice, though. Yeah.
We had Rampage. And if you old school hip hop, Rampage is yeah. We had,
oh, yeah, that's a fact.
And he did a drop for me, too. Facts. So I'm saying.
You need a drop from my boy Teddy, we do that.
Yeah.
Whatever you need.
I'll come over on. I'm going to be at the event.
Listen,
so.
Man, we're expecting you to bring everybody out, the kids out, come and support, man, and you'll be the first one.
Yeah,
you know,
nah,
so I just want to reiterate. I just want to reiterate what my boy Teddy did, what he's talking about. So, you know, the original date was September 23rd. That was the original date that we was going to do to Stop the Violence, Show Your Talent. But, you know, the powers that be, you know, is a business at the end of the day. You know, he has to film, you know, season
six. Yeah,
I mean, you know. For all the listeners out there, you got to understand, I mean, sometimes when you put things in motion, it doesn't play out the way you want it to play out. But the thing is that, you know, he's still taking time out of his life to come and support me and support the agenda that we want to do. And he said, yo, bro, I can't do it the 23rd. This is the reason why. So he said, yo, the alternative, we push it up a week. So I said, man, all right, so we just got to tell the community, we just got to let the world know that it's pushed up a week, that it's still going down.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
so
sorry, y'all don't gotta wait a little longer.
You ain't gotta wait longer. You know, so they'll come out. You
know
feel me?
Yeah.
You know, if anybody who was skeptical, I mean, you know, now you heard it from him. So you know, September 16th, you know, Catskill Recreation Center, bring your kids out. Hear Teddy Ruck's story, man. Black Ink, man.
Yeah, come out. Bring your kids. Bring your loved ones. Everybody, come out. If you ain't got nothing going on, there's no reason why you shouldn't be at the Catskill Rec Center on September 16th, supporting these youth. We got acts coming from different states as well to put on for the people of this community. So, you know, come out.
Pittsville, Albany,
Massachusetts, Albany, New York City.
Shout out to Elite Barbers. You know, the dance group. They crazy.
Dance group, they look official.
Real talk.
Yeah, they talented.
So, listen, on that.
So, Peter Guns, by the way.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Hold on to that. I'm going to drop one more name on y'all because we having fun.
Real talk.
That's a fact.
Adina Howard, dog. Freak in the morning, freak in the evening. We did an interview with Adina Howard, dog.
Real talk.
On this radio.
Been on my mind all week, bro.
Why you didn't call me up?
Nah, son, I'm saying. Me and Slay and Ray did an interview with Adina Howard, yo.
How was that experience,
oh, man, it was crazy, dog. Because, you know, we remember.
I remember.
And we kept it funky with her. She was one of the coolest guests we had, yo.
That's a fact.
Rampage was acting like he was swearing. I kept telling him, like, yo. You can't swear because we don't got a drop. We don't got a dump button. Right. Like, you swear, it's out there.
Right.
He was like, all right, I'm going to try not to. but I want to tell you, so your event is at 3 o'clock.
3 to 8, bro.
Yep. Our guest that just left us, her name is Laura Marks. And she works at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Mm.
On September 16th at 10 o'clock a.m., they're having the Out of Darkness Walk in Catskill from 10 to 1.
Okay. All
right. I'm going to be there.
Okay.
If so you guys can make, if you guys can be there, I'm just telling you that this event is even though we're talking about suicide, but it's suicide prevention.
Facts.
But it's so positive because it's special. This is our fourth year going.
Okay.
It's in Catskill. They switch every year, Catskill Hudson. Right. But I think it would be a great event for you guys to come through before you do your actual event. It's a walk. All you do is walk up
what
Main
day is
Street.
That again, bro?
It's Saturday.
It's the 16th.
Right
same
before
day.
Yours.
So,
day.
So what we're going to do is that, you know, when you when it's four of us, you know.
Man.
And so, you know, me and my boy Stacks actually – Saturday early, or we got to go pick up Teddy personally.
Mm-hmm.
So we transport him up here. So, but you know, we got the young boy fresh right
that's
here.
That's it.
You know what I mean? And we, you know, since he want to shoot BB guns, his, we can get him to do some positive.
Yeah,
and
he
we'll
can orchestrate that.
Yeah, he can orchestrate that.
Yeah, he can come walk with me and Slay.
Matter of
you know
fact,
saying?
You know, that's what he's going to do.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? He's the face of IV4.
You know,
because
he's a part of Force. So, you know, we'll have him walk with y'all, you know, because, you know, prevention is very important. We're trying to stop the problem before it occurs.
That's right. We want to be proactive.
So, you know, let's get it.
I just think, and plus with you guys trying to find your way through the political rings of this, at this walk, there's going to be so many people there that you might be able to touch hands with and have a conversation with that's going to help you jump over some of these barriers that you had to deal with before because this is such a big problem. And it's been going on for 9 years, and we switch every year.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You want to know something, Vern? And you said that's been going on for 9 years?
Nine years, bro.
You know, it's funny how, you know, you don't really get a chance to, you know, when things affect you, you know, they become aware, you know. So recently, you know, a lot of us just lost somebody.
That's one of the reasons. Yeah. Well, I had talked to you earlier about it because I told you I put y'all together.
Right.
But that's one of the another reason that I said this to y'all
because
I know about the situation and I'm just saying that it'll be some kind of closure because when you're there with all these people that are dealing with the same thing and dealt with it, you will see like, yo, you know what?
Yeah.
I could give 2 hours on a Saturday once a year to just take this walk for whoever, you know, my brother, my homie, you know, whoever.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing we definitely want to make sure. Also, too, you know, check in with your people, you know, just because, you know, things might look good on the outside, you know, culturally, we know how to cover things up well. You know, we know how to look good on the outside. But, you know, like I said, you know, next time, check with somebody, see how they feeling on the inside. You know, we can't really, you know, sometimes, you know, if someone's hurting a lot, you know, you could see it through them sometimes. But a lot of times, people conceal things very well. And, you know, so next time, you know, reach out to someone that you might think might be going through something. Ask people how they feeling on a deeper note than just the surface. And, again, it all applies with Four Clothing, what we doing, you know, especially being proactive, especially with the youth, you know.
Shout out to Four Clothing. Love, service, faith, and patience.
That's right.
So, listen, I got a guy calling in at 5:45, man. It's a gospel rapper, yo.
Okay.
Like, this show is just lining up. This is a gospel rapper, and he was in the streets in Cleveland, man. He used to do that thing, and now he's doing a positive movement.
Right.
So I know you got Iffy here. I'm going to give Iffy 3 minutes to showcase her talent.
Okay.
We know Iffy,
and
our listeners know Iffy.
Okay.
But we respect Iffy for her talents and stuff like that. I know she's going to be a part of your show.
Facts.
So if she wants 3 minutes to go ahead and showcase her talent.
Yeah. We give it to her.
No
and after
problem.
That, we can let my man Fresh talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got to go 3-3. He calling in at 5:45.
All right, 3-3.
Yeah.
All right, here you go, Iffy.
Come on. Yeah. Come on, Tayo. Yeah. You good? All right. You know what to do. I don't mean to time you, but this show is like, whew.
Facts.
And y'all can come back anytime. Y'all know that. Friday?
They want to do the rap joint.
Oh, you want to do it? All right. So me and you will sit down and talk, and I'll put something together on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
For on a Friday.
Yep.
Go ahead, Ev.
Yo, this is called My Move. Moving to my own beat, I battle the drum. Pounding the rhythms, bouncing the bass. Atmospheric pressures, air temperatures, wind tunnel tombs, whirlwind of wonder. I crown the lightning and the thunder. King and queen, light supreme, light beam, color scheme, moving to my own beat, sounding out words that don't repeat, negative and positive defeats, charging, clash of the champions, errands, sirens, and ambulance, emergency radio station programming, the streets are stained, images of blame it on the rain, stained glass engraved in window frames, I'm tasting red rum, hanging around the murder. Crows versus ravens. Scarecrow versus evermore. Who's knocking at your door? Clash of the champions. Crash shot down. Bullseye didn't make the score. Advance hit. Stroke you up, striking out. Home run. Bases loaded. Diamonds sparkling, shining like pearls. Balls. Good fortune providing false opportunity. misleading, access denied, subtracting the left from the right eye. Subliminal messages held on standby. Savoring that moment, satisfy my love, craving, ain't no misbehaving. Misbehaving submitted to sarcasm, sarcasm submitting to temptation. Moving to my own beat, I battle the drum. Thank you.
Iffy, hold on, let me give you the clap, girl.
Yeah,
yes, you did that.
Iffy, love, service, faith, and patience. She did that.
Yeah, if you ain't hear that one before, you came with it, girl. You know,
foreclosure.
Yeah, respect, my boy.
You know, when we come in the building, it's gonna be tough for the next person to come after us.
Yeah, now you know I gotta keep them coming. Now it's a competition.
Listen, man, listen. You know it's a competition world.
18, you got some bars?
Nah, I don't want to give it to him.
You should have just said yes, dog. They don't know. I would have stopped you. Nah, we would have had them. Y'all do me one big favor, man. We got two things to do. One, right. I want y'all to do is go out and give all the information one more time, how to get the shirts and stuff like that.
Okay.
And the event information.
Okay.
Then I'm going to play a song, and then we need a picture with everybody.
Facts. All right, so let's do this. First of all, you can contact us on our Facebook, which is IV Clothing Line. You can also contact us on the Instagram, which is IV Clothing Line also. You can inbox us to purchase T-shirts. If you're in a local area, which we based out of Hudson, Catskill, Albany area, we deliver the T-shirts to you personally.
Personally,
we bring them to you. Wherever you at, we bring them to you.
I could co-sign that, too.
Facts. If you at the gym in the basketball game, man, you know what I mean? We bring them to you. Customer service.
If you're at the daycare center working with your kids, I'll pop up with the shirt for you.
Yeah. But if you outside the region where we can't get to you, definitely, you could pay us through PayPal. You know, we'll inbox you the information.
Right.
And once we confirm that you sent the money, we'll get the T-shirt to you ASAP. I know a lot of times people feel like it's a risk when they're dealing with people that they don't know. And if anybody had a problem with us as far as purchasing, that would have been on social media.
Yeah.
You know, we love, service, faith, and patience. You know, we trying to do great business with people. So you could... You don't have to worry about getting ripped off. Once you order our T-shirts and you pay through the PayPal, we send them T-shirts out the next day. Everybody who gets a T-shirt, we ask that they take a picture so we could post it on social media so we could promote our brand. Is anything else that we need to say about how they could get the T-shirts?
No, that's pretty much it. Because my man, like, we got some listeners that definitely hit me and asked me how can you get them. So
also,
I'm co-signing it.
You know, we got the winter clothes coming up. So, you know, we got the Scullies coming. We got the hoodies. We got the sweatshirts going to be coming. The varsity jackets. The varsity jacket is going to be dope.
Yeah, they're going to be mean.
You know?
Is it all colors?
I'm going to have to give me a special
all
one.
All colors. And if you want a particular color, just let us know. We'll get it done for you.
All right, because I want a particular color.
Yeah, in fact, I don't think you got a T-shirt. We might. You definitely got to get one.
Yeah, 18.
Vern got one.
I got two. I told
you. I'm out the loop. I hit you up on Facebook, but I guess you ain't know by my anonymous name who I was.
Nobody
so you left
that.
Me hanging in the box.
My cousin, I ain't know who it was.
Are we going to see the 16?
Yeah, you're going
to
see me.
You're going to be able to get rid of
her. So listen, I'm going to tell Teddy personally to sell you a T-shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we're going to do that.
You gonna get
and
it.
Just have the ambulance personally next to when I pass out.
Yeah, so just go ahead and do the event and then...
Okay, I'm going to let Stax do that one since I've been talking a lot.
Nah, you good, brother. Yeah, Catskill, New York, September 16th, Catskill Community Center, located on Main Street in Catskill. Located on Main Street in Catskill. Again, shout out to Shaquem. We couldn't have did this without you. Thank you. Shout out to Beth. Shout out to various people who also, you know, use their good reputation to allow us to represent ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, shout out to them. But again, September 16th, I can't make it no more clearer. Catskill, New York.
3 to 8 p.m.,
Community Center. Special guest, VH1's own Teddy Rux from Black Ink Crew.
Your boy.
He will be in the building. And like I said, you can touch him. He's real. He's relatable. And come out and everybody have a good time with us. That's what we're here to do.
I'm trying to find out the inside scoop about season 6. So
yeah, I got a couple questions for him, too.
I can't thank you guys enough, man. Like I said, you guys can always come back.
And DJ Vore.
Okay.
DJ Voy, he's gonna be in the
shout
building.
Shout out to DJ Voy.
DJ Voy is gonna be doing the music for us. Shout out to you too, bro. I appreciate you.
Yeah, we can't forget you, man.
Definitely, let's link up and so we can get you guys back on. And Yo, Fresh, you forgot to shout somebody out, man.
H-Menace, what's up, baby?
You better shout out before I do, because she told me, I talked to her yesterday.
H-Menace.
She said, hey,
shout out Shirley and Hop.
Hey! She hit me.
Matter of fact,
he going to be on the show. He better shout me out. I was like, if he don't, I will.
Yeah, matter of fact.
Shirley, Rel, the whole crew over there.
Matter of fact, shout out to your brother, too.
Oh, my brother Q Cross?
Yeah, Quentin. I know Quentin, man. I didn't know that was your peoples, man. Yeah, I just learned that till like a week ago. They told me that was your people. I said, oh, I know Quentin. I said, matter of fact, well, let me tell you a quick story about me and Quentin. Growing, being out here, I met him. Very intelligent young brother. You know, when I seen him and I met him earlier, you know, I said, dag, this kid is going to be something. You know what I'm saying? And I heard he ended up being an alderman while I was incarcerated. And but with that being said, me and my bros, shout out to Two Piece, man. I forgot about him, you know what I'm saying? We was a couple years ago, we was planning a trip to go to Hawaii. Real talk, you know, when you work hard, you enjoy life. So I had to take care of some business, and Quinn was like, well, why don't you sell me your ticket, you know what I mean, so I could go to Hawaii. I said, you know what, bro? I said, the ticket costs $1,000. I'm going to give it to you for $500. And I gave it to him for $500, and they went to Hawaii.
That's what's up, man.
You know what I mean?
Q Cross, that's my little bro.
Shout out to him, man.
All right, I need this picture, and I got this call coming in. All so, right, listen, like, thank you again. Cool. Shout outs, and I will see you guys on Saturday.
Let's take that pic.
Yeah, love, bro.
Let me do a clap.
Four
right
Clove
here.
And love, clap, service, clap, faith, clap. And patience.
Yes, sir.